Hi, this is Nicholas Newport with Lucidology.com. Welcome to Lucidology 102, how to have your first 100 OBEs in 100 days, even if you're a jet-lagged insomniac right now. Here in part 3, we'll cover how to achieve a photographic trance. This is the gateway loophole to rapid-fire OBEs with the minimum amount of effort possible. This will keep you from making the main big time-wasting mistake that almost everyone makes when using visualizations to induce OBEs. And we'll cover how to quickly sense when you have a stream of non-physical information flowing to you by recognizing the five types of trances you pass through on the way into an OBE. In order to speed up your OBEs, we need to find the absolute laziest possible route with the least amount of effort possible to have an OBE. What we need is a sneaky loophole to exploit. The loophole is that you don't need to wait for actual visuals to have a photographic trance. You actually achieve photographic trance way before the visuals come. So how is that possible? How can you have a photographic trance if you aren't seeing anything? This is because the word photographic refers to the fact that memory impressions are fixed in place, just like images are fixed in place on a photograph. Once you enter an OBE that's stable, you can pick things up and move them around just like you can while you're awake. The objects remember their placement, and this is the critical attribute. Once you've reached this photographic level, you're virtually in an OBE. So here's the trick to a photographic trance. Normally when you're awake, the only place you have to store mental information is in your physical memory. However, when you focus into an OBE or dream, you also have access to non-physical space to store information. The trick to using a photographic trance is not to rely on your own memory at all. Instead, put things in the non-physical space you're focusing on. When they stick in your awareness, you have a photographic trance, even if you can't see any of the objects. So in effect, you're using the non-physical environment as if it was part of your memory. Now here's the really sneaky part that will speed up your OBEs by a factor of 2 or more. Remember that in a lot of OBEs, you don't have any signals to tell you what's going on. For instance, a lot of OBEs are vibrationless, and sometimes you also have no sight at any point. So usually you have to wait until you're really deep in trance to tell if you're ready to separate. For example, in Lucidology 101, you used the safety cap exit as a selector to tell between your physical and non-physical bodies. When you could rotate your body all the way around 180 degrees, you knew for certain that you were non-physically focused. That works well, but you can improve it by finding a selector that works at a much lighter level of trance, and that's where photographic trance comes in. Once you find that the impressions are sticking, you've selected the difference between physical and non-physical awareness. You don't have to wait until you have awareness of a complete non-physical body like you did with safety cap. You only have to wait until you have awareness of two storage locations. This is about twice as fast as using the biology-only methods from Lucidology 101. Here's a three-step test visualization to tell between the two storage locations. It's called the blind chessboard and is very similar to the shifted blackboard trick. First, imagine a chessboard into non-physical awareness. Put a dozen or so random chess pieces at random places around the chessboard. Second, zone out for a bit and forget all about where you placed the chess pieces. Third, look back in non-physical space after a couple minutes. If you still have awareness of what's there, then you have a photographic trance. If this sounds like it's going to be hard, remember that this is not a memory exercise. You're not trying to remember where you put the pieces. In fact, if you do physically remember where you put them, then you aren't using the blind chessboard correctly and probably don't have a photographic trance. When it is working, it's exactly like if you were to set up a physical chessboard with random pieces and come back to it an hour later. You can simply look and see where you put the pieces, but you don't have to try to remember anything at all. With the blind chessboard, you may not be able to see the pieces, but you have awareness of where they are without using memory in any way. That way, you can easily tell what is non-physical and what is physical memory, because the non-physical part stays, but your physical memory forgets. Now, the big secret to getting it to work is knowing that you're going to pass through a photographic state on the way into sleep, whether you try for it or not. That means that it's more about knowing when you've reached that state than it is in doing things to make that state happen. It works best when you just relax and watch for the following three attributes in your trance. When the memory impressions become sticky, stable, and surprising, then you've got it made. For example, stickiness means that the impressions don't vanish as soon as you stop thinking about them. On the other hand, stability is very different, especially with things like non-physical text. Stability means, can you observe your visualization without changing it? Here's an example of impressions that are sticky but not stable. You may have found books in your dreams that you could read, but each time you read a sentence and then read it again, the words changed. The books were sticky because they didn't flit in and out of existence. However, they were not stable because they changed as soon as you observed them. Once you get into an immersive OBE where you can see and feel things just like physical awareness, it may not be a problem if things lapse so that they're not perfectly rereadable anymore. You can still fly around and have fun, so it's not really a big deal if things shift. However, when you're first starting a visualization, the impressions do need to be rereadable, so you can measure if you're making progress or not. Getting a sticky and stable trance is good, but it's actually not what you really want because in the end, if you were only able to see what you put into the OBE, it would become pretty boring. The fun in OBEs comes when you start to get back more information from your visualization than what you're actively imagining. You've reached the surprise threshold. For instance, in OBEs you get to explore strange new worlds that you would never have thought of on your own. These worlds are information that you didn't generate. They're actually very surprising to discover. And by the way, we'll go into these types of worlds in much more detail in Lucidology 103. So here's a visualization to jumpstart the surprise factor. Once you have the blind chessboard sticking, imagine a 2x2 grid of desk drawers. Open up each drawer and look inside. Imagine finding a random surprise object in each one. For instance, you may find a calculator in one, a ruler in another, and a stack of paper in a different one. Take each object you find, turn it around in your imaginary hands, and get a good sense of its weight and texture, and make it solidify. Then put it back in the drawer and close it. A 2x2 grid of drawers may be too easy to remember, so increase the grid to 3x3, and then 4x4, and then 5x5 if you want. Zone out for a few moments, and then go back and look randomly in the drawers to see if the objects are still there. The more objects you find that look like they're probably in the right drawers, the more photographic your trance is. You can also imagine that you open up Christmas presents under a Christmas tree. Look at what each present is inside, then close the boxes and come back to them after a few minutes and see if they stuck. You can add an extra bit of surprise element by seeing how each present is wrapped and what size and shape it is. You can also imagine a long hall of doors and see what's behind each door, then come back and open them up again after zoning out and see if they stuck. Once you have a level of sticky surprise coming in, you've achieved the stage after a photographic trance, which is called a live trance. A live trance is a photographic trance with the element of creativity, which comes from it having surprise. So when you've reached a sticky, stable surprise, you have a live trance. Here's what this step looks like step by step. You can imagine the attention you give a visualization to be like money. At first, when you visualize, you get no feedback. You soon reach a point where you start to get feedback, but it vanishes as soon as you stop thinking about it. You've made a connection to the visualization. You then get to where it sticks, and once you visualize something, you continue to keep awareness even after you stop thinking about it. This is a photographic trance. In the next stage, not only does it stick, but it starts automatically generating information that you didn't give it. This is an automatic visualization, and once you get to it, you have an information surplus. Finally, the visualization no longer needs your attention to generate new information. It has taken on a life of its own and has become a live trance. You may find that if you do have visual images at this point, that they suddenly go from being still images to self-animating all at once. Here are the five stages of trance in one picture. You go from putting energy into the visualization and getting nothing back to eventually putting nothing in and getting a lot back. When you chart it out, the five trances look like this. You start putting imagery in and getting nothing back. Eventually, you make a connection and start getting imagery back. However, it's fleeting and vanishes as soon as you stop concentrating on it. Once it stabilizes and you have photographic ownership, it sticks in your awareness, but none of it is surprising. When it starts to take on an automatic life of its own, it gives back a tiny bit more information than you put in. Eventually, you reach enough of an information surplus that you can stop thinking about the visualization and it's still giving you more imagery back. That stage is a live trance which is sticky, stable, and surprising. This will come in handy when we cover mental projections later. Now for your training plan to actually enter a photographic trance. We're not going to do what we've done in the past and wait for visuals. Instead, you'll become photographic with just a little bit of relaxation. To do that, first enter full sleep paralysis and develop a photographic trance using any of the test visualizations we've covered. When you've found one you like, do the visualization but only enter partial paralysis and develop a photographic trance. Then do it in light paralysis. Finally, practice entering a photographic trance when you're merely relaxed. When you're relaxing into trance, your intellect may be wavering in and out of consciousness, and this makes it hard to keep checking if you have all three S's. However, your gut feel is always on alert. When you achieve a photographic trance, you may not realize it at first. However, you'll suddenly get a sense that you own the memory impressions, and that's the signal you're looking for. For example, imagine you go fishing in a boat. You sail around, dragging a fishing line behind you. Eventually, you feel a fish bite your line, so you drop anchor. Even though you don't have the fish in your hand yet, you still claim ownership of the space your boat is in. At the stage of photographic trance, you drop your anchor and claim ownership of the space you've entered. Here is one of the easiest ways to get a feel for the photographic ownership feeling. Recall the overlaid sight effect from Lucidology 101, where you wake up in the morning and see both the physical and non-physical versions of your bedroom from slightly different perspectives. A variation on this that's closely related to photographic trance is closed eye overlaid sight. When you have closed eye overlaid sight, your physical eyes are closed and your non-physical eyes are open. However, your non-physical eyes aren't tuned to anything, so all you see is black. The way you'll know this has happened is when you start to move physically and you bring yourself out of any trance that you are in. This causes your non-physical eyes to close. In your behind the eyelid blackness space, you'll see black eyelids closed within your already mostly black vision. When your non-physical eyes shut, the behind the eyelid blackness space will look slightly darker than it did a few seconds earlier when your non-physical eyes were open. Here's what this has to do with photographic trance. When your non-physical eyes are open, but they're not really seeing anything, you get a weak form of photographic trance. You'll get a slight sense that things stick, but instead of them sticking and hanging around indefinitely, they only last maybe a second or two. This is exactly the same type of weak stickiness you get right before you're ready for an OBE. Watch for the feel of this stickiness as you're going to sleep and waking up. When you're familiar with that, you'll have a much easier time recognizing it in your OBE inductions. As soon as your non-physical eyes close, your gut-feeling photographic trance will probably also vanish. This is also very valuable because it's a way to feel the contrast between when you have a photographic feel and when you don't. Closed eye overlaid sight tends to happen the most when you're laying flat on your back, or at least it's easiest to tell when you have it when you're laying flat on your back. If you can't sleep the entire night on your back, an easy alternative is to wake up in the morning and slowly roll onto your back and fall asleep again for about 15 minutes. When you wake up, if you've dreamed during that time, your non-physical eyes will probably still be open when you wake up with your physical eyes closed. You can then watch for the closed eyelid overlaid sight and the photographic gut feel. This brings us to the next step, which is the OBE blueprint and the visualization construction toolkit. In it, we'll cover the 6 stages from waking awareness to OBE and the exact visualizations, how to move through each one. Plus, we'll cover the what to do and when chart that shows you exactly what action to take at each stage of trance. And we'll cover the 4 critical ingredients that every visualization must have in order to be effective. So stick around and I'll see you there.